KBCS is powered by listeners just like you. Support this and other KBCS stories, interviews, and highlights by donating at our website, kbcs.fm. 91.3 KBCS, HD1 Bellevue, Seattle, Tacoma, a broadcasting service of Bellevue College since 1973. I'm Yuko Kadama. Trees are usually at the losing end when cities grow, as swaths of forests are cut down for housing developments. These days, when climate change impacts cities with wildfires, polluted air, and torrential rain, tree allies say trees need protections in the face of new development. Tree advocates point out that Seattle's tree code does just the opposite and are pushing to turn things around. Martha Baskin has this story.
Neighbors gather in front of a residential lot with a 50-foot towering western red cedar. The Wedgwood property was purchased last year around the same time another nearby cedar, named Luma, was saved by a coalition of tree advocates, neighbors, and the Snoqualmie tribe.
This is going to be our fierce protective love brand on the earth.
Megan McKiernan with Tree Action Seattle places cedar boughs in the shape of a heart on the ground.
We've done this each time.
The gathering was planned as a poster child for the coexistence of trees and housing.
This lot is basically an architect's dream. It's 6,000 square feet, too small to divide into two lots, as we saw what happened with Luma, but much larger than the 4,000 square feet that is a typical single-family neighborhood residential lot around here.
Sandy Shetler is also with Tree Action Seattle, who advocate for protecting trees when new housing is being built for their public health, climate, and ecosystem benefits. Shetler consulted several architects who said the size of the lot offered multiple ways to design around the tree.
It's really important for us to let people know that trees are not coming down because we're building new housing. Trees are coming down because we are carelessly building new housing.
But tree advocates and communities all over the city have their work cut out for them. Not only are they battling developers like Legacy Group Capital, who don't want to be hampered with designing new housing that accommodates existing trees, but with the city agency responsible for administering and writing the city's new tree code, the Department of Construction and Inspection, or DCI. Under the old tree code, the tree, who advocates named Astra, would have been protected by virtue of her size. But the new tree code, passed last year, offers no such protections.
Unfortunately, we learned very recently that SDCI openly invited the developer to change the date of their application.
By changing the date to fall under the new tree code, Legacy wouldn't be required to protect Astra. Instead, the tree could be removed for a fee or by planting new trees. Negotiations between DCI and Legacy about which option they'd take were still underway on the day of this gathering, meaning the tree was still technically protected. But it wasn't protected from someone eager to see it come down. 2 days earlier, Astra's bark was cut around the trunk. A complaint was filed with DCI, and a fine of $221,000 was leveled against the property owner, Take 3003 Construction, later in the week. But it won't protect Astra from ultimately being cut down under the current tree code. Shetler says the real remedy is to take tree protections out of the hands of DCI and 9 separate city agencies who regulate trees.
We can change that by a really simple legislative move to collect these 9 departments that all work at cross purposes in many cases for our trees and have it be part of a Department of Climate and the Environment.
A petition calling for a new city Department of Climate and the Environment was circulated at the gathering and can be found on the Tree Action Seattle website. There's fierce public debate over whether the city can have both density and trees, and how many trees and where are needed to make the city livable. Is a park full of trees down the street sufficient to mitigate heat islands? Or are trees on site or on the lot next door equally important? There's also disagreement over the role urban trees play in a rapidly changing climate. Trees sequester carbon and filter polluted and smoky air. Their roots prevent erosion and stormwater runoff. The city recognizes these benefits on paper, along with the need for equitable tree canopy, but allows lots undergoing development to be clear-cut for housing, the majority of it for high-income earners. A neighbor who identified herself as Amy joined the gathering after witnessing trees being illegally cut for years.
It's been really rough to see development not happen in a way that allows us all to grow together. So on one hand, we have the city saying we need to protect our tree canopy, let's put more trees in, but at the same time, they're blessing taking down very healthy, mature trees that honestly, we could have the same amount of houses if there was just a little bit more attention paid to the details.
Research by the Northwest Progressive Institute shows that Seattleites believe that the city needs to build more housing, but also do a better job of protecting its trees. The twin goals, according to the research, are not incompatible.
I'm just hoping that awareness about this tree is what changes how Seattle approaches all of its trees.
Again, Sandy Shetler.
Because she is the canary in the coal mine. The new guidelines are heralding the way for what we're going to see in the future, which is complete deforestation anytime there's a development.
This is Martha Baskin reporting from the studios at Jack Straw. Full disclosure, I've testified on behalf of Housing That Protects Trees at City Council and legislative hearings.